May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I shared a little bit of this word last night in our Bible study. And then if you get the devotional, it's what I talked about in the devotional. Might do it again Sunday morning for those of your CTKers. I think it's that important, but I just want you to hear this because what I shared last night and then the Lord kind of just took it farther for me this morning in my prayer life with Him. And this is from Colossians chapter 1, verse 19. For it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in Jesus, and through Him to reconcile all things to Himself, having made peace through the blood of the cross. Through Him, I say, whether things on earth or things in heaven, and although you were formerly alienated and hostile in your mind and in your evil deeds, yet He has now reconciled you in His fleshly body through death in order to present you before Him holy and blameless and beyond reproach. It's amazing scripture to me. He says that through the blood of Christ, He's made peace with you. Now, He's made peace with all things in heaven and on earth. Now, it doesn't mean everything is made peace with Him, but the barrier has been removed. And He's reconciled all things to Him, though all things aren't reconciled to Him. But if you're a Christian, He goes on, He says, and you were also alienated from God, and you were an enemy in your mind and in your evil deeds, yet He has reconciled you to Himself. That verse 21. Verse 22, and He has now reconciled you through His broken body, through death, in order to present you before Him holy and blameless and beyond reproach. In order to present you before Him. So let me just share you a few little things the Lord shared this morning with me. And if, again, you saw it in the devotional, it's worth hearing again. The words before Him, and I think the King James Version, it says, and in His sight, which is really closer to the right translation. The language there before Him actually carries the idea the word is against His eyes. In other words, if you put something really close so you could see it really good, that's what it means. Really up close, He sees you very clearly. And before Him, you've been presented because of His grace in Christ, because of His great love for you, that you've been presented before Him. In other words, nothing's escaped. He knows the deal. Holy, blameless, and beyond reproach. I wrote in the devotional this morning, I know that we do things sometimes that aren't very holy in our behavior. We do things that we are to blame for, and we should get reproached for. But that scripture says the way He sees us up close, the way He loves us as people who are holy to Him. The word holy just means set apart, special treasure. He sees you without blame because Jesus took all the blame. So though He relates to you and loves you and sees you, His view of you, up close view of you, is one who's holy, who's without blame, and beyond reproach. This morning I just did a little bit further study in that word reproach, beyond reproach. And it comes from three simple little words joined together. The word not, the word call, and the word in. And the idea is that because you're in Christ, you're never going to get called in to the principal's office or to the boss's office to be scolded. Reproach carries the idea of being scolded, being accused. Disappointment being poured on you in light of the principal or the boss's perspective. I was thinking about someone I know who just recently got communication from their boss just railing them for their job performance, even though this person's doing the best they know how to do. It's kind of one of those things that it was intended to intimidate, to motivate, to squeeze more out of them without giving anything else to them, out of fear that you're going to be rejected and lose your job if you don't. God never deals with us that way, ever, ever, ever. And yet, how many times do you and I, in those quiet moments in our heart, we before the Lord, those thoughts of accusation, that how I missed my opportunity, what there must be something wrong with me, I didn't get it. Or if you read a book about somebody and you go, my, I wish I was more like that. You know, and they're just those words of accusation. But the idea here, this is what the Lord spoke so clearly to me. He said, beyond reproach. That's what the word means. Not only are you blameless, but you're beyond being blamed. You're beyond that. Because of what he's done, if you're beyond something, you're out of reach. If you go, well, you know, Bill is just beyond acting that way. You're like, going, well, that's just, it's just, you can never expect him to be like that. Or if you just say that James is beyond or above that, that means, well, that's just, no, he would never do that. So no, we're not going to accuse him because he's just beyond that. He's just above that. Well, in God's eyes, that's who you are. You're beyond reproach. It's out of reach for you. He never deals with you on the basis of accusation. Blame. Even when there's correction, it's always about hope. God's about transformation. God is not this cruel, abusive father who paid this amazing price for you just so he could abuse you emotionally and spiritually and verbally for all of eternity. He paid an extraordinary price for you because, again, Romans 15:13 says he's a God of hope. He believes in you. And he has great hope in you that you will fulfill everything he's called you to. And whenever he speaks into your life, even correction, it's full of hope. Even when there's conviction, it's never full of condemnation or accusation or how disappointed he is in you or what a loser you are. And so if you have those things happening to you, if that's the conversation or those are the voices you're hearing in your head, it's not God. Ever. Hear these words. You, because you're in Christ, you've been placed beyond reproach. You're beyond it because of him. Because of his love, you're beyond that. Isn't that cool? So it can't be him. You're beyond it. There's only one accuser of the brethren. And that's the devil. God's just not that cheap or that petty. His love is just that amazing to me. And when I saw that this morning, it just wrecked my heart again. I just jumped off. I've read that thing 1,000 times. I've taught Colossians probably more than anything I've ever taught from in 30-something years of teaching. I'm doing it on Wednesday nights now. And all of a sudden, it just came alive like a spotlight. Oh, no, you're beyond reproach. You're beyond that. You're out of its reach. And so if you're hearing it, it can't be from me because I've placed you beyond that in Christ. Wow. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.